This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
Hopped in the car this morning about 4:45. First name I heard when I flipped on MLB radio was Michael King. Well, that's interesting. They were talking about him on their leadoff spot show with Steve Phillips and San Diego Xavier Scruggs. And the names that they were talking about, you mentioned it earlier, Baltimore Orioles, New York Yankees, Boston Red Sox all seem to be in the AL East on Michael King. So either a reunion with the Yankees, back to kind of his hometown with the Red Sox. Apparently, when the Padres went to Fenway, he had to leave like 40 tickets for family and friends at Fenway. So a lot of connections there. Or you go with the flavor of the offseason, the team that signed Pete Alonso that is looks like they're trying to make a big splash and needs starting pitching, and that would be the Baltimore Orioles. Three very interesting candidates and landing spots for Michael King potentially this offseason.
You know, the other thing about baseball and free agency that is kind of blowing my mind right now is we're not hearing a lot of movement on guys that I absolutely thought we would. Framber Valdez.
Correct.
Have heard nothing.
Ranger Suarez.
I've heard nothing. Tatsuya Imai. Nothing.
Got to sign soon. I think January 2nd is the deadline.
And I think it's the same for
Mercari. Monomoto.
What?
You want to make sure you get that right?
Is that the third baseman? I
thought it was Murakami.
Motomoto.
Munetaka Murakami. There it is.
What did you say?
Nailed it.
Motomoto?
Motomoto.
Motorola.
Save that, by the way.
There we go.
Motomoto.
Murakami.
Nothing on
Munetaka.
Him.
Not Morimoto.
You know who else?
Munetaka.
You know who else? Luis Arraez. Not a word.
No.
That's the one I'm not surprised by.
I almost can guarantee that Luis Arraez is one of those spring training signings.
Josh Bell is off the board, but Luis Arraez is out there.
Yeah.
Too much money. He wants too much money.
Of course. He's a three-time batting champion. His agent's got to try to sell him as a three-time batting champion.
I know who he should hire as his agent, to be honest. He runs the infield for Baltimore Orioles farm system.
Yeah, the starting pitching market, unlike the relief market, has been pretty quiet so far this offseason. Dylan Cease has been the major name that is gone. And I think everybody like Framber Valdez, they want Dylan Cease money. And they're not finding the market for it. Dylan Cease had the peripherals that kind of excited everybody. The durability that made him worth a gamble that the Toronto Blue Jays, a team that had just come this close to winning the World Series, and when I say this close, literally this close to winning a World Series, you know, they were willing to make that move early, but everybody else has been afraid of spending a ton of money on starting pitching far this offseason.
And then the Diamondbacks go out and they drop $40 million on 37-year-old Merrill Kelly to bring him back, which I found, again, to be an odd move. But knowing that it's not my money, and if I'm a Diamondbacks fan, I'm like, fine, at least we have somebody in the rotation. Here we are over here. You know, hey, should we trade our ace and our all-world closer for a rookie named Jonah Tong? Like, I just, it's something. You know, they're doing something in our division. Teams are doing things in our division. We really haven't been able to make anything materialize yet.
I think one of the things that is concerning Padres fans is how do you replace guys like Dylan Cease, Michael King, if he does leave? Obviously, Yu Darvish is not going to pitch this year. Ryan Burgert, Stephen Kolek, even Nestor Cortes. Those are the six starting pitchers who are all gone in one way, shape, or form for next season. So you're going to have to replace them. Now, I went through the numbers this weekend, and you take the starting pitching that left. It's a lot of innings that you have to replace. But last year, they weren't all that great. In the aggregate, 24 and 28 with about a 4.2 ERA. Between all of those guys together.
Okay.
You didn't get great starting pitching last year from those guys that you're losing. Now, certainly Michael King could do better this year.
Oh,
certainly
yeah.
Dylan Cease could do better this year. But what you need to replace, and you got to 90 wins last year, and that was without Ramon Laureano in your lineup at the beginning of the year. That was without Freddie Fermin in your lineup for most of the year. So your offense should be better. What you need to replace is 24 and 28 with a 4.2 ERA. Joe Musgrove is the first part of that.
How many innings are we talking, though?
We're talking a lot of innings. I mean, that's, you know, 60 to 80 starts of the year. You need to replace almost half of the starts you made this year.
And this is just all to get back to, like,
90.
In theory, it's 90 wins.
It doesn't work that way.
I know, it doesn't work that way. But, I mean, in theory, shouldn't we be raising the bar a little bit even?
Yeah, in my opinion.
I don't know that 90 wins was good enough. I mean, you got to at least, if you're not going to win the division, which, let's be honest, going to be a long shot again.
Yep.
You have to get a home playoff series. You have to host the wild card round or something.
Yes, you have to.
90's not enough.
Yeah.
And just getting into the dance is not enough, as we clearly saw last year. Anybody happy with those results?
Yeah, no. Well, they made it to the NLCS in 2022. They didn't host the wild card series. They had to play on the road. I mean, you just have to get to the playoffs.
Get to the playoffs is a baseline.
You have to get to the playoffs. That's your baseline, I think, every year. Especially in your window of contention.
400 innings, Simon Dean says. About 400 innings.
I don't think it was quite that many, but it's a lot. It's pretty much half your innings last year.
It's easy to tally up. We can do that at the break.
I can do it at the break. I didn't do the innings. I did the wins, losses, and ERA for last season for the guys that are gone. Now, they're losing some mediocre pitchers as well. Like, you know, no one's sad that Nestor Cortes is not back. That's not hard to replace. Stephen Kolek went 4-5 with a 4.18. Yu Darvish went 5-5 with a 5.38. Dylan Cease went 8-12 with a 4.55. I mean, Michael King was 5-3, didn't pitch 15 starts. That's all 73 innings, 3.44. Burgert actually was the best one. He was 1-0 with a 2.78. But those are the guys you have to somehow find a way to replace this offseason. And in aggregate, 24-28, about a 4.2 ERA. A very middling level pitcher. You need middling level pitching to get back to that level. I'm not saying you can't try to exceed that with who you acquire, who you sign, where you're going. I'd like to think that they can find better than that. But your bar is not, we're not setting the bar incredibly high in what they need to replace starting pitching, because they just didn't get great starting pitching from those guys last year.
Yeah.
The bullpen carried the heavy lifting for the San Diego Padres pitching staff last year, almost all year long. It was about the bullpen, not the starting pitching, other than Nick Pivetta, who was fantastic. But if you keep him, you've got Nick Pivetta back at hopefully somewhere near similar levels to last year.
Is it fair to expect natural regression from the bullpen unit as a whole? Especially
probably.
Without Suarez
and Pivetta.
Missing Adam.
Yeah, and Pivetta.
And yeah, throw Pivetta into that mix as well.
I would think that that's fair.
But if the bullpen's taking a hit, I think we really need to raise the standard, the expectations, and starting pitching.
Well, there's an unknown, you know, with Joe Musgrove as well.
Huge
coming
unknown.
Back from injury. So, I, you know, obviously want the best for Joe. Expect the best. Joe expects the best of himself as well. But yeah, man, a year not throwing competitively. How's that going to go? You're going to have to give him a little grace, I think, to get started. And you're probably going to have to manage his innings a little bit as he comes back. But, you know, it's this is the age-old debate, man. What do you do? You know, there are guys out there. Can you afford them, or are you willing to pony up for a Ranger Suarez, Ben, who would be fantastic in this rotation, as would Michael King, as would any of the guys that are still out there. Zach Gallen signed yet?
Zach Gallen has not signed, okay. I don't believe.
He's still out there as well.
Yeah.
So, I shopping at the top of the market, it doesn't feel like it's something they're going to do. I do feel like trade is going to bring us the guys in our rotation. What's that look like? No idea. But, I mean, you're talking, some of those Mets rumors were like, hey, man, you want our left fielder, our opening day starter, and our closer for Sproat and Tong pass and Vientos or something? No, thanks. I'm good. I'll roll with what we got. We can reassess at the deadline.
That sounds like, hey, Mets, you guys want to go to the playoffs?
Yeah, do you guys
want
to go to the playoffs?
Because we're happy to help you. You take our spot, and then we'll watch.
That's exactly right. That's
how that sounds to me.
I'm, you know what? And as much as I want them to sign somebody, you know, I've learned as a Padres fan, Ben, if I can ride it out to the deadline, and the team can ride it out to the deadline. Now, here's what you also have to take into factor. What are the odds they're going to get off to the kind of start that they got off to this year? That was fantastic and really carried them most of the season.
It did.
And which is great. We always have we've said for years, these games matter. Like it proves the point. Getting off to a hot start can literally propel you to the playoffs, because I don't think if we go 7-7 in those first 14, yeah, we're probably not a playoff team.
Good point.
So I just don't know if you can count on that this year, them getting off to some world beater scorching hot start.
I mean, in the end, what made the playoffs of the Reds? 83 wins made the play.
Yeah,
we never thought that was possible.
Look where they play, though.
Yeah.
You know, and look where we play. So, you know, they're gonna have to figure out. I'll be honest, it doesn't as I sit here today, I'm not like, hell yeah, I see 95-100 win season. I didn't last year, and I was pleasantly surprised with 9 more wins than I would give them credit for. You know, my pick going into the season will be 81-81 again. Tell you that right now.
So here are the innings that needs to be replaced this offseason. Dylan Cease, 168. Steven Kolek, 79.2. Michael King, 73.1. And then you had Yu Darvish, 72. And you had Ryan Burgert, 35. And you had Nestor Cortez, 26. So 72, 35, 26. I got about 450 innings between those guys. That's just piecemeal with all, you know, that's 2.5 guys making a full season of starts, essentially, or close to a full season of starts that you need to replace from last year. Without, again, no one, you know, in the aggregate, it was a fairly mediocre performance, fairly pedestrian, 24-28, 4.2 ERA, 450 innings.
A lot
of innings. You need bodies. You need bodies.
I love that. Let's just get bodies. Maybe the offense will figure it out and carry us.
That's going to be part. I think that's part of the equation this year. Padres are going to have to get more from the offense. Paul asked the question, is there going to be some regression from the bullpen? Should there be some regression the other way for the offense? That, you know, you're going to get some more slug
right
from your stars. You're going to have Ramon Laureano and Freddie Fermin, hopefully for a full season rather than just the last couple of months of the year. Shouldn't the offense, there's a lot of signs that it should be quite a bit better and more productive than it was last year. How much can you drop off in pitching and still get to where you were even better than the 90 wins? I think there's definitely a formula there, depending on what A.J. Preller does pitching-wise this offseason. Again, doesn't need to sign two aces. Needs to sign 450 innings at a 4.2 ERA. And then if the offense gets better, you can say, all right, that's a 93-95 win team if the offense gets better and you replace that pitching that you lost. Is my logic not carry a little bit here?
It carries, but it's also baseball. You have no idea.
Of course.
You have no idea. Just saw a notification pop up from the Padres, so my heart leapt. I got excited.
What happened?
Oh, they retweeted that Iration with special guest Tribal Seeds are going to hit the stage at Gallagher Square on Thursday, June 25th, 2026. Tickets on sale Wednesday, December 17th.
They get like 70 innings out of Iration this year, right?
How are the guys in Tribal Seeds looking right now? How many innings do you guys have?
I don't know.
All right.
They could buy some Powerball tickets because the jackpot is now $1.1 billion.
We were going to buy some on
Saturday. Well, still, they lost and 0-1, so you've got another opportunity coming up. You know, Padres win that. They've got plenty of money to spend this offseason.
If you want to see insufferable, let me win that Powerball, all right? The most insufferable that I've ever been.
All right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, don't do this, including not the, what would you call it? Not the classiest loss for a Heisman Trophy runner-up in history.
Wow.
Plus some Philip Rivers audio that moved Woods, which that's always a good thing to move Woods. Get to that coming up next after a check of traffic with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fam. First, though, trustinwill.com is where Woods and I both, a year ago, right about this week, we were both going through the process online. I could not believe how simple it was. It took me about, 20 to 30 minutes answering questions online to set up a really just a simple will. But the real trick is if you really want to keep your family out of probate court, go for the trust and put all your assets in it so that your family can have instant access to everything when you're gone. And they don't have to wait through that long, expensive process known as probate court.
Get that peace of mind by going to trustandwill.com. Use the code FAN when you check out. F-A-N. They're going to give you 20% off your trust or will. As Ben just mentioned. Probate court, not ideal for your family after you're gone. So make sure that you do that. It's a great time to do it. It's that end of the year. I need to take care of business and get ready for the new year. Great, great time to go to trustandwill.com.
If you need to name guardians for your kids, which you should do because the state will do so if you haven't done in a document. You don't know who they're going to put them with, but you can decide all at trustandwill.com. Again, use code FAN at checkout. Get 20% off your trust or will at trustandwill.com this holiday season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Time for Don't Do This on a Monday. It is brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
We were just talking about it. Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust or Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. Have to go all the way back to Friday, just after we wrapped up our show. But the update on the Sharon Moore case, and I thought the just the image of him appearing via Zoom in that little box, wherever they were holding him, to think that the week prior, he was the head coach at Michigan.
Preparing for the Citrus Bowl.
One of the premier football programs in America. Fired, arrested,
charged.
And then in a jumpsuit in a tiny, I don't know, like 4 foot by 6 foot box. Looked almost like a coffin.
It was terrible.
He was sitting in. He's such a... I was jarring to see that.
I don't know Sharon Moore,
but that was jarring.
It looked like a movie, like out of a movie or something.
Yeah, and it went from, oh my gosh, like coach got fired for having an improper relationship. Oh, I can't do that, tisk tisk. Then to, oh, he may have broken into her home and threatened her. Okay, this is getting serious. Okay, now he's charged and now he's in cuffs. It goes from like a ha-ha Michigan man to, oh my God, I hope this guy is okay. I hope she's okay. You know, it's terrible. It's a terrible story. And Michigan came out Friday and said that they have allegedly, this story was on ESPN, they've commissioned an investigation into its athletic department centering on how numerous scandals have both occurred and been handled in recent years. And, you know, if you're Ward Manuel, like the AD, aren't you just packing your office right now? Like, don't you spend today like, hey, I got to get my LinkedIn updated. I'm out of here. There's no way that guy gets to continue his job.
I guess it depends on how truly independent. They say they hired an outside law firm to conduct the investigation. If it's truly independent, there can't really be any. Oh, no, they've been running this program perfectly. They're just really unlucky.
Yeah, right.
That's not going to be the finding, right?
I mean, I'm just going, we can only compare with what we have right now. So I'm looking at like what happened with LSU. Their coaching, now that had no like criminal stuff, but they said the school board, the governor, they said, look, you're not picking the next coach to their AD. Now you throw in all the criminal aspect and all the history that's going on at Michigan, and it's like, how is there any scenario in which Ward Manuel can pick the next head coach? And if you can't pick the next head coach,
why are you there?
That's the only, that's your number one title or job as title as AD.
Even if you didn't know about Sharon Moore when you promoted him when Jim Harbaugh left, you knew that the program was under massive investigation, that Jim Harbaugh was about to get a show cause penalty, that he would not be coaching anymore if he had stayed. He had to leave for the NFL. Isn't that a great opportunity to just kind of clean house and start over? But they didn't want to do that because of, well, the success they had. They won a national championship, and they were afraid of losing that.
The craziest thing is there are like Michigan grads tweeting, had Sharon Moore beaten Ohio State? This doesn't happen. And I go, oh my God, I can't let my head go to that space because that's not where you want to be. That's not right. But there have been situations like that before. Like, well, how good is he? How good is he? Is he worth, you know, taking some slings and arrows for, and we'll put him in treatment or whatever and we'll call it a day. Nothing surprises me in college football anymore, though. That's for sure.
Heisman Trophy was announced on Saturday. Of course, it went to Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza, the first Hoosier to ever win the Heisman Trophy.
He's such a good kid.
Wasn't a particularly close vote. The second place vote getter was Vanderbilt quarterback Diego Pavia, who was so incredibly honored by the fact that he was voted as Heisman runner-up that he immediately went to Instagram to say, F all the voters. With a thumbs down emoji.
Correct.
Classy.
F all the voters, but family for life is what he said. Also went out to a nightclub that night, which that's fine. Went out and partied a little bit.
Now, he
bought a table. Did you see this?
No.
He bought a table, had a big table, and champagne. He's also 25 years old almost. So so he's been able to go out to the bars for a long, long time. Bought a champagne. You know, people were dancing around. He had his, you know, you can get a sign.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy marquee. Like, yeah, a little marquee. Then, yeah. Like, what would yours say? Like hot beef or something.
Blame it on the Henry.
Blame it on the Henry. It literally, his said F Indiana.
Hot beef
is what his said. F Indiana.
Classy.
He's taking pictures with it and dancing around. Well, then
ganja, aka cannabis.
That would be elite for a sign. So then, the next morning, he wakes up to find that his Instagram hasn't gone great. The perception of him nationally now was, oh man, you were like a interesting underdog story. Like, that was kind of cool. You're 5'1" and you're out there slinging it and running around, you know, little Johnny Manziel, the whole thing. And now you wake up, you're probably a little hungover. You're like, oh God, I'm dead. I've soiled myself here. So he tweeted this out. Literally straight from ChatGPT.
I mean, you can.
Ready?
Yeah.
Being a part of the Heisman ceremony last night as a finalist was such an honor. As a competitor, just like in everything I do, I wanted to win. To be so close to my dream and come up short, well, was painful. I didn't handle those emotions well at all. Didn't represent myself the way I wanted to. I have much love and respect for the Heisman voters, yeah, clearly, and the selection process. I apologize for being disrespectful. It was a mistake. I'm sorry. Fernando Mendoza is an elite competitor and deserving winner of the award. I've been doubted my whole life. Every step of my journey, I've had to break down doors and fight for myself because I've learned that nothing would be handed to me. My family's been in my corner, blah, 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 blah. I'm grateful for them. I wouldn't want anything to distract from that. I look forward to competing in front of my family with my team one more time in the ReliaQuest Bowl. I mean, you woke up and saw his draft stock, if there was any, plummeting.
So,
you know?
One of the keys with ChatGPT, yeah, AI,
the dash.
You get out what you put in.
Yes.
And you need to be very specific in what you're asking for. He clearly asked for an apology for, you know, directed toward Heisman voters after. But you need to also say, but phrase it in, you know, the style of some of my previous Instagram posts. Because that doesn't sound like Diego Pavia at all.
Right? No.
At all. I mean, generously read. You could say maybe a PR guy helped him write that. But it doesn't sound like him. It sounds very fake and does not sound very heartfelt or genuine.
Yeah, for sure.
So it doesn't count anymore.
Make it sound more like me. Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, the public perception just switches overnight. Just like that. It's all it takes. Good lesson for the kids out there. Don't post it on social media. You can tell your buddies, man, F Indiana, F these voters. You can tell your buddies that, sure.
Does he really think he should have won, though? I would think, I think the right guy won the Heisman Trophy.
I don't, but that's a different story.
My runner-up would have been Jeremiah Love,
yeah,
from Notre Dame. He may have been the best individual talent, but his team didn't go undefeated.
Yeah,
and
fair.
That's always going to be. But Diego Pavia's team didn't either.
Hey,
so,
by the way, can I get some of this special treatment that I keep hearing about for Notre Dame?
No.
I'm ready. I'm ready to get some of this special treatment that I've been hearing about forever. Well, now I'll be here waiting.
You're getting the backlash to the special treatment now.
There was no special treatment.
I know.
It was actually in years past. What special treatment?
Well, you know, they made a couple of playoffs.
Sure,
they
got their asses
weren't supposed
handed
to get
them.
To.
No, but they should have been there.
That was the special treatment.
Making the playoffs is not special treatment. I'm ready for some of this special treatment. Because I don't feel like I'm getting it. Now, this is interesting, Paulie plays that, because Paulie has asked me for Notre Dame tickets for next year.
Uh-huh.
And we're supposed to go out as a trip. Now, my dad's already said, you tell Paulie to watch his P's and Q's, because those tickets aren't cheap, right?
That was directed at you, not Gary. Yeah, I would never disrespect Gary like that.
I'm an extension of Gary, believe you me.
Finally, a little doo-doo this.
D-D mega doo-doo.
We talked about Philip Rivers and his performance, the ups and downs. Was it a perfect quarterbacking exhibition? No. Was it incredibly impressive for a 44-year-old who hadn't played in 5 years to come back and give his team a chance to win on the road in a hostile environment against a very good Seattle Seahawks team with an elite defense? Yes, it was. But what touched Woods especially was what Philip had to say after the game, the message that he delivered on the post-game podium.
I think maybe you know, maybe it will, I don't know, inspire or teach, you know, to not to run or be scared of what may or may not happen, you know. hopefully, you know, certainly I think of my sons and those ball players, you know, that I'm in charge of at the school, that they'll say, like, crap, coach wasn't scared. You know what I mean? It's like, shoot, sometimes you, there is doubt and it's real. And you, again, you can, the guaranteed safe bet is to go home or to not go for it. And the other one is, shoot, let's see what happens. You know, and so, yeah, I hope that in that sense, that it can be a positive to some young boys, you know, or young people. It doesn't have to be boys, but
walking the walk as a coach is fantastic to me. I thought that was so good.
And the video of the kids from St. Michael Catholic all gathered in whatever that rec room or whatever they were
at a restaurant or something,
watching the game in and cheering when he threw the touchdown pass, just losing their minds was pretty cool as well.
All broccoli heads, by the way. Did you see that? Every one of those kids that was like, yeah! All I saw was little stalks of broccoli jumping around in watching that game. It was so good. It was really good, man. Loved it.
And that is Don't and Do This for a Monday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
When we come back, we can talk a little bit more about the football weekend, including major injuries left and right, including Patrick Mahomes, not only done for the season, but next season coming into question after what happened yesterday with the Kansas City Chiefs, who are out. Plus, yeah, a lot of sad news nationally and internationally over the weekend, including a beloved filmmaker. You saw the headlines yesterday. We'll get into all of that coming up next with Ben Woods on 97.3 The Fan. First, though, talk about Daily Fantasy. I was playing this weekend, setting my lineups with Prize Picks. I did some pro football on Sunday. I did a little basketball as well when watching the playoff, the tournament games over the weekend. It's very easy to do with Prize Picks. You're just picking against stat numbers, picking more or less on statistical projections from some of your favorite players. They have all the stars in every sport, whether you're watching Luka Doncic or LeBron in basketball, or if you're watching Josh Allen in football, you can just pick against the numbers, touchdown passes, rushing yards, rebounds, points and rebounds and assists, more or less. The more you put together, the more you can win. In fact, if you put together a six-player lineup and you really go big, you can win up to 2,000 times your money with Prize Picks, or go a little smaller, two- or three-player lineups, or go with the flex plays where you can set a four- or five-player lineup. You don't even need to win every single one of them for a winning lineup with Prize Picks. When you download the app, make sure you use the code KWFN. You're going to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup with Prize Picks. Over the holidays, watching all the football bowl games, plenty of chances to get started with Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Don't forget, listen at 9 a.m. We'll announce another name in our biggest fan contest. You still have the chance this week to qualify for our grand prize night in an Odyssey suite at a Padres game this upcoming season with all the fan staff catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Just register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called 9 a.m., 1 p.m., 5:30 p.m. Although I don't know when they do it a little bit earlier when there's Monday Night Football, because we do have Monday Night Football tonight. Which is what? Pittsburgh Steelers and the Miami Dolphins, I believe, which is an important game. Steelers are trying to stay ahead of the Baltimore Ravens in the AFC North race when they're battling for first place there. Do have some breaking news. Obviously, the real world intruding, unfortunately, this weekend with just so many horrific tragedies. This just in from ABC News. Nick Reiner, 32 years old, son of director Rob Reiner, has been taken into custody on unspecified charges, being held on $4 million bail, according to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. This after the famous director and his wife were found dead in their Brentwood mansion yesterday. And now, apparently, their son, Nick Reiner, has been charged with the crime, which is shocking and horrible. It's and
unfathomable.
Just unbelievable.
Unfathomable. They were talking about Rob Reiner's career. Of course, I think Benny and I, we will remember him, you know, first seeing him on All in the Family, which was such a staple in pretty much every home back in the, what was it, early 80s, late 70s? Carol O'Connor and Meathead.
Meathead.
And for him to go on to have the generational run that he had as a director was pretty astounding. He put together a resume of some of the best films of our lifetime.
It's hard to pick your favorite one. I would imagine, let me guess.
Mine?
Spinal Tap?
Oh, yeah.
Is it Spinal Tap?
Not close. Yeah,
that's what
it's close.
For you.
Few Good Men is up there.
That is
Stand
definitely.
By Me is up there.
Stand By Me is amazing. When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah, elite movie.
That's mine.
That's yours? Yeah. I, you know me, I'm a little different.
Princess Bride.
The American President.
Oh,
I really
Michael
liked,
Douglas.
Because I was a politics major, and I always studied that, and I really enjoyed that. It was like West Wing before the West Wing.
Yeah.
It was really enjoyable. But all my friends in school were obsessed with The Princess Bride, because I was a nerd, and nerds love The Princess Bride. So.
Never saw
that was constantly, you
know,
never
people.
I couldn't get through it.
People would play that, and you go to someone's house. Oh, let's watch The Princess Bride.
Probably
why I don't like it as much, because I was forced to watch it too many times.
Just you and your friends getting together watching The Princess Bride on the weekend.
That makes me
no,
sad.
No, the American President, I think, is my favorite one.
Spinal Tap for me was really the end all be all of films. And in the weirdest coincidence, I put the kids down Friday night.
I was wondering if you...
And I put the kids down Friday night, and I'm doing my thing where I'm scrolling through. I'm hoarding Pluribus now. I'm hoarding them, so I've got like 1.5 to watch. So I'm just going to wait. I'm going to get through the break. But I'm scrolling through, and I see on HBO Max, Spinal Tap 2, the return, essentially, the sequel. And we had done a Rindle Report story on it, and it's called Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues. And I go, all right, I'm going to watch this. And who opens the movie but Rob Reiner, because he was the guy that opened the movie the first time. And I made it through about 75% of it before I fell asleep, but that's not because of the movie. That's because of me. And I liked it. I did. It was so nice to see those characters back. It was there was a comfort to it. Weird seeing them so old now, but the cameos in it, spectacular. Paul McCartney was in it. Elton John is in it. I mean, these guys just kept rolling through. Chad Smith from the Chili Peppers and Lars from Metallica, all auditioning, wanting to audition to be the drummer of Spinal Tap. And Rob Reiner, you know, the kind of glue that holds it together, is the document, the mockumentarian in it. And I watched it on Friday and was like, man, made me feel good to have those guys back in my life. So it was a really sad story.
Tessa says, just saw him in the Bear. Yeah, he played in the final season.
Yeah.
Albert Schnurr, the consultant that was helping expand the beef part of the sandwich part of the restaurant, and one of the side stories that they were doing on the last season
Wolf
of the Bear.
Wolf of Wall Street as Jordan Belfort's father. He was phenomenal in it. So.
And KG says he was so good.
Who
and
has
all,
the gall to call in the family. This house at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday?
There's an argument to be made that All in the Family, again, as you said, he was Meathead.
Yeah.
With Carol O'Connor's, you know, playing the patriarch of the family. Maybe the most important television show that was ever created.
Potentially, yeah.
You know, in sitcom television. One that was funny, but also
pushed the
had
edges,
a message.
Man.
And really, yeah.
Pushed the envelope.
On that show.
Certainly.
But, and he
yeah.
won a couple of Emmys, I believe, as a supporting actor. So multi-talented actor, director, just a very impactful life. And Paulie, if you would, in the Ben and Woods fashion and tradition.
And I really hope we can see more unity and more peace when already things are so difficult. So, shout out to his family.
You know, Stephen, go ahead.
I was just saying, that was some of the reporting yesterday, which unfortunately a lot of the initial reports looks like going to be true. It kind of messed me up yesterday.
Yeah, it's
jarring. It was tough to sit with that one.
It is.
And just think about how awful of a scenario this was.
The story I read to Stephen King notoriously would allow his movies to be made into screenplays. He never liked any of them. He was really tough to please. Shining was not a fan. Didn't like, you know, Kubrick's adaptation of The Shining at all. Didn't like Christine, didn't like Cujo, didn't like really any of these. And he put his name on it because he knew that they needed to get made. But Reiner said he was, showed him Stand By Me. And he said he got up and walked out of the room. And he was like, oh God.
He was like visibly
yeah. like something. There was some emotion. He got up and walked out of the room, went out, composed himself, and came back and was like, that's the best adaptation of any of my stories that have ever been. And so
then he let him make another one, which was pretty good, which was Misery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Reiner did that too.
That was Reiner too. Yeah.
What a run he got on.
Yeah.
Like what, mid-80s to early mid-90s?
Few Good Men. Yeah. But it was like, boom, Stand By Me, well, boom, boom, boom,
and
boom,
I
boom.
Kept reading about people talking about to have elite movies across five or six different genres.
Yeah, different genres.
Is also incredibly telling of how good he was.
Yeah,
comedy, horror,
mockumentary.
Yeah, really.
Courtroom.
Just about everything. Yeah, he did. So
it was one of the saddest stories I've ever heard, man. His son. They've got him in custody. It's the worst. I mean, it's
the daughter.
The daughter finding
them.
It's unfathomable.
I mean, Billy Crystal and Larry David were spotted at the house.
Yeah.
Yes, last night, and obviously extremely shaken up.
Yep.
I think about Billy Crystal. Just lost his home in the fires last year. He's had several people very close to him pass away.
Yeah, life is pain, man. I think, you know, you read stories like that and you're like, it doesn't make sense in my head how something like that happens.
It's right, the house is right in where my grandmother used to live.
Really?
In that neighborhood. We used to walk by Rob Reiner's house all the time. He had the little lighthouse.
Crazy.
It was that little mailbox was the lighthouse from
the
movie company there. Yeah.
I didn't spend a lot of time in Brooklyn.
I know. All right, let's check traffic. As I mentioned, it was a brutal weekend for injuries in the NFL. Just brutal. We'll get to some of that coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan. Our guest on Ben Woods appear on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorney, is helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. Greg Elston will join us right there on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline at 8:35. The two biggest injuries yesterday. I don't think Patrick Mahomes is actually the biggest. It's certainly the biggest name, but they were going to miss the playoffs no matter what. They were a long shot to make it. Even if they won that game.
It was going to be a long shot.
It was going to be a long shot. They were fully eliminated with three games to go by losing to the Chargers yesterday, 16-13. And then right at the end in the fourth quarter, Patrick Mahomes suffered an ACL tear. What's big about that is with a 6-12 month recovery, don't know whether he'll be ready for next season or not. He could be ready. He could miss the entire year, essentially, which is, of course, devastating for the Kansas City Chiefs. So going forward, that one's huge. But the one that will impact this season more is Micah Parsons getting hurt in that game with the Green Bay Packers, who are absolutely a Super Bowl contender in the NFC, losing to the Broncos 34-26, and Micah Parsons also believed to have suffered the same torn ACL that will end his season. And all those people who didn't believe in the Denver Broncos, and I am one of them.
I'm one of them, too.
They did it again. They won their 11th in a row. Bo Nix has four touchdown passes. They clinch a playoff spot, and they beat a real opponent this time, a good team in the Green Bay Packers, and remain two games ahead of the Chargers in the AFC West. They just continue to silence the critics.
I watch them. I'm like, Bo Nix is fine, but like, I don't know. I don't feel like this team is going to do much.
You keep thinking that, and you
and
think,
all they do is win.
And I thought the Patriots were more of the real out of nowhere story, but they lost to the Bills, and the Broncos just keep getting it done. They're almost certainly going to be the number one seed. They've got the tiebreaker on the Patriots, now a game lead. So they win two of their last three. They clinched the number one seed, the bye in the first round in the AFC, which means the road to the Super Bowl goes through the altitude of Denver and the home field advantage at Mile High. I mean, they've got to be considered now as a legitimate, serious Super Bowl contender.
It's insane to wrap your head around. Nobody picked that, right?
Nobody. Most people pick Sean Payton to get fired halfway through the season this year.
It's not.
This is one of the more shocking stories in football. Still think the best team, though, is probably somewhere in the NFC. The LA Rams have their case after they took care of the Detroit Lions 41-34. And while everyone's going to point to the Matthew Stafford versus Jared Goff, that was more of a cancel each other out. It was the way the Rams, for me, contained Jahmyr Gibbs to just 58 total yards was probably the difference in that game. As they get to 11-3, the Seahawks get to 11-3 with their win over the Colts, and now with the the Packers taking a step back with the injury. I don't know. Seahawks and Rams both look like this game on Thursday could be incredibly important for the number one seed, probably to become the Super Bowl favorite going forward, whoever wins this game this week.
All right.
Eagles bounce back, 31-0 was just the Raiders.
That's the Raiders. But I watched some of that game.
With Dallas losing, they only need one more win or one Dallas loss. They're going to cruise into the playoffs. Yep. They can get healthy. They can rest guys down the stretch. They're pretty much locked into the three seed. They can't really catch anyone. They're not going to fall any worse. So that's a huge advantage for the Eagles going forward. They can coach this next month, get guys healthy, and say, you know what? We had a pretty poor regular season by Philadelphia Eagles standards, but no one cares. If we come out in the playoffs and do what we're capable of, if Jalen Hurts, can get it locked in for the postseason, I would think they're a contender to win another Super Bowl title.
It sure is wild looking at the standings and seeing the E next to teams' names. Teams you'd expect. The Cardinals, the Saints, the Falcons. The Vikings is a bit of a surprise.
They won last night, but they just didn't have a good year.
The Giants, the Commanders, the Raiders, the Titans, the Browns, the Bengals, the Jets, the usual suspects. Seeing that E
by the Chiefs,
next to that Chiefs name is very, very odd. It's very odd to see. What did they say? First Super Bowl that hasn't featured Manning, Brady, or Mahomes in an ungodly amount of years. Like, just a crazy amount of years. So, done for the season.
Really disappointing week for the Bucs and the Panthers. The Bucs, of course, lose to the Falcons on Thursday night, and then the Panthers lose to the Saints. That was my pick, so I got that one wrong.
I had the Cowboys beating the Vikings. I lost as well.
Charlie Smith, the field goal kicker from Ireland, kicks the 46-yarder in the final seconds to win it for the Saints after a terrible 15-yard personal foul penalty on a slide. I don't know that they were going to get another playoff, but that extended the game and allowed the Saints to beat the Panthers in regulation. So both those teams are 7-7. The Bucs, who wants that division? 7-7 for the Bucs, 7-7 for the Panthers. The Ravens are 7-7, and the Steelers are 7-6 and playing a hot Miami team tonight. We could have two divisions that are tied at 500.
God, Miami's won four in a row.
I know. You could have two divisions after tonight that are tied at 500 at the top of the division. You got two really bad divisions, and then everybody else is like really good right now, which makes it hard for a team like the Colts to even think that they could get to the playoffs at this point.
I guess that's that parity that they talk about.
In those divisions,
in
for sure.
Those divisions, yeah.
Bears continue to roll. Again, just the Browns, but 10-4 now. One of the coldest games ever at Soldier Field was won yesterday. And the 49ers, you know, with Brock Purdy back, they've quietly improved to 10-4.
I was going to say very quietly.
Have been playing actually well. Now, it was just the Titans, but it was an interesting day. But those injuries, especially the Micah Parsons one, seems like it's going to be a big one going forward for the Packers.
Wesley wants to know, can you guys give us some Christmas hope for the Padres season?
No. I thought I did in our first 2 hours. You know anyone listening to my Christmas hope?
Wesley, go back
everybody?
And listen to Ben's Christmas hope.
All right, we'll come back. Craig Elston, take on Woods and more coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.